News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now you're listening to News Talk Breakfast, US election special. Huge amounts of information coming in very quickly. The Republicans have officially seized control of the Senate. Fox News has called Pennsylvania for Trump, although the Associated Press has not done so yet. But Trump has outpolled every prediction that was made on him. And indeed, this looks like akin to Bush's win in 1988. And for more on all of this, I'm joined now by Lily Gwinney, state government reporter for Gongwer News Service in Michigan. Lily, the latest on the ground in Michigan, one of the key states, of course. How are both candidates doing?
So thanks for having me. Right now, I think things are as they've been for the last couple hours, razor thin. We really don't quite have the information yet we need to have a clear image of what's going to happen here in Michigan yet. We have about 66% of our votes reported, but of course that remaining 36% is, or 34% is going to be the most decisive in this race. We're talking potentially hundreds of thousands of votes from the Detroit area that have yet to be counted.
Okay. Obviously, Democrats disappointed with their performance overnight, the blue wall crumbling. Are people on the ground saying why they think it has gone this way?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of debate here in the state of Michigan specifically about the role of the Biden administration in the war in Gaza and how that's been handled. We have, you know, a pretty sizable Arab American population here. And a lot of those folks were really disaffected by what they saw as a mishandling of the conflict by Joe Biden and then by extension Kamala Harris. And that has definitely hurt her here. And I think, you know, if Democrats come out of this tonight with a loss in Michigan, I think they may be forced to reckon with the idea that that was why.
Yeah. We've had some analysis in studio this morning suggesting that this is down to media being skewed, the Democrats not getting a fair shake in the run up to the election. Would you agree with that in any sense?
I mean, I don't feel that we've heard as much about that on our end over here. I think both candidates have had a very heavy presence in Michigan over the past few months. And I think, you know, both candidates and both parties have gotten a ton of coverage, a ton of analysis thrown their way. And really, you know, I think where it's at now, it's all down to the voters.
Okay. And very lastly, obviously, the dissatisfaction rating for Biden in the exit polls, that has played a role for Harris in all of this, hasn't it?
It has. I think that's definitely a factor. You know, she did choose in the presidential debates not to distance herself from President Biden. She, you know, she said that there wasn't anything she would have done differently from him when she was asked. And, you know, I'm sure that there were some voters who, for them, that was a disappointment. They were wishing to hear maybe that there were things she would have done differently and things that
tricky to distance yourself from your own administration. And I suppose maybe that the questions for the Democrats is whether or not they should have gone now with the vice president or not. But thank you very much for joining us. We do appreciate it. That is Lily Gwinney, state government reporter in Michigan.
It didn't help Ciara when she was asked what she would have done differently over the last few years from the president, and she answered she couldn't think of anything. Nothing came to mind. Not a good answer.
No.
Let's go to Georgia now. Alessandra Marazzi Sassoon, a journalist in Atlanta. Georgia has gone for Donald Trump, Alessandra.
Yes, it has. And I think, you know, on some level, you know, what we saw, at least with Georgia, was relatively rapid results come in this time around. That is a result of the reforms that we've seen to the electoral system here in Georgia since 2020. I think 2020 was for the state a bit of an embarrassment. You know, the votes got counted by midnight, more or less. It was more or less evident who was going to win at that point.
So do we know the final score at this stage?
Oh, I mean, last I checked the numbers, it was a 200,000 vote margin or so. At this point, 94 some odd percent of the votes in. I mean, the numbers are what they are. The margins will not change very much.
Not nowhere near as tight as had been expected. What won it for Trump in Georgia, do you think?
What worked for Trump in Georgia? You know, it comes down to the economy and the cost of living for a lot of people. You know, if there's one issue that was consistent between attending Harris and Trump rallies here in Atlanta, it was, you know, what's your top issue? It's the cost of living. It's, you know, and that gets framed differently in on both sides of the political spectrum as to why the cost of living is high, why people are struggling to make ends meet. But, you know, if it's paying your bills, if it's filling your gas tank, you know, these are issues that ultimately, when they become a referendum on the incumbent, and in this case, Harris is essentially the incumbent, it doesn't work in your favor.
Alessandro Morazzi-Sassoon, a journalist in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
And if you have just joined us, you're very welcome. But we are bringing you our US special election coverage, and it looks like Donald Trump is to take the presidency. Harris supporters leaving events in New York and jubilation in Palm Beach in Florida as they wait for Trump to take the stage. And we will cross to Florida as soon as Trump does. But I'm joined now by April Corbin-Gearness, who's the deputy editor of Nevada Current. Good morning to you, April. Obviously, Nevada, one of the key swing states. What's the actual on the ground current state of play for the two candidates?
Right now, as of it's currently 10:48 p.m. here in the Silver State of Nevada, and Donald Trump is up 51% to Harris, 47%. AP is reporting that it's about 78% of votes counted. There's still a lot of votes here in Nevada to be counted. We accept mail ballots, that there's still quite a few of them. But obviously, look, given the makeup of the whole country right now, it's looking like Trump is leading, and that might be the case here. But it's too soon for any of the outlets that call races to have called Nevada.
Sure, but
just
with three quarters of the ballots counted and Trump on 51 and Harris on 47, very tricky for her to catch him at this stage.
Yes, pretty tricky to catch them. This election for us has been incredibly difficult to sort of predict because of we have a large percentage of nonpartisan voters here in the state. It's like something about 30% of all voters. And in the last sort of push of mail, there was a really high turnout of nonpartisan voters. So there's been a lot of question as to who those voters were going to back. So it's still up in the air. It is a high hill to climb for Kamala, for sure.
Also, it looks like Harris is underperforming where Biden was at in most of the swing states, too. That will be very significant going forward.
Absolutely. And there'll be a lot of analysis to be done on who those supporters were. There's been a lot of emphasis and conversation here about Hispanic voters and how they were or weren't sort of supportive of Harris and whether or not they would not support her as much as they had for Biden and what those reasons might be. And so there'll be a lot of analysis outside.
All right.
Once things settle.
Thank you very much for joining us. That is April Corbin-Gearness, deputy editor of the Nevada Current. Trump has taken two swing states, if you've just joined us. Georgia and North Carolina is ahead in all other five, Shane.
Yeah, and significantly, Kira, Fox News has called Pennsylvania in the last 15 minutes. Now, the Press Association is kind of seen as the gold standard for calling states, but I don't think Fox News would take a chance of calling it unless they were pretty sure that it is going that way. If that is the case, well, then Donald Trump is the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris. If that is confirmed, then Kamala Harris
Pennsylvania,
cannot win
Shane,
the presidency.
Has not voted against the presidency, has not voted out of step with the elected president since 1996.
It hasn't. But not only that, Kira, she cannot get to 270 without Pennsylvania. So it would be the end of the contest. Look, let's bring in, as I say, that's not confirmed. That's Fox News declaring it. It hasn't been declared by the Press Association. Let's bring Christine Sinicki, a Democratic member of the Wisconsin Assembly. Christine, is this race run, do you think?
Is it wrong? Is it over? No.
Yeah.
It is. No, we still have, I mean, it's going to be tight. But we still have Pennsylvania, my own state of Wisconsin. We have Minnesota hanging out there yet. And one more. Which is the other? I think Arizona has not been called yet.
Would you put any significance in Fox News calling it Pennsylvania for Trump?
No. Fox News and all the other right-wing, you know, TV and radio stations have been calling it for Trump for the last hour and a half. It is not over, especially in Wisconsin. We have Milwaukee that is not in yet, and that's about 128,000 votes.
Do you accept it is hard to see a path to the White House now for Kamala Harris?
It's hard. It's, yeah. I mean, it is. It's going to be tough.
If it does turn out that Donald Trump is the next president, where did it go wrong for the Democrats? Where did it go wrong for Kamala Harris, do you think?
You know, I wish I could tell you, because especially here in Wisconsin, I really felt that we did everything right. Is it the fact that the United States is not ready for a black female president? Are we still in that whole racist, sexist era? I don't know. I mean, the fact that this country is willing to put someone like Donald Trump, who is about to be sentenced for 34 felonies, into the White House, to me, it leaves me speechless.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.